Award-winning singer-songwriter Ellis Paul stumbled into a music career literally. While at Boston College on a track scholarship, he got sidelined by an injury. One day, he picked up a guitar along the road to 16 albums. A few years as a social worker helping inner-city kids opened his eyes to those disadvantaged. He calls music making his ongoing social work songs often about people in struggle. His new album, called The Hero in You, aims to inspire kids and families. The song titles are heroes he profiles, such as Jackie Robinson, Rachel Carson, Ben Franklin, and Woody Guthrie here. I asked Ellis Paul about his motivation for this Heroes project.
Well, I was doing it more for my kids than for myself. I'm trying to constantly figure out, like, what kind of music do I want to put on for them? And then tapping into that schoolhouse rock thing that I loved so much as a kid when I was in fourth and fifth grade, every Saturday in the 1970s, these little cartoon snippets would come on. And those things are, you know, the main reason I know the preamble to the Constitution and how I know what an adverb is, are those little snippets. And I wanted the songs to be educational and really hooky so that they could stick in your brain and be inspiring at the same time.
You said there was a song that told you what an adverb was?
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly has the L-Y at the end. You know, little clever things like that made learning really easy. And the preamble to the Constitution, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice and secure domestic tranquility. I mean, I can sing the whole thing.
Darn, I missed that one.
And that's the kind of thing that I wanted to have happen with these songs, and that the kids would really get a sense of who the person was outside of just the facts.
Nellie Bly was just a girl born into a world when little girls barely matter. See, even women couldn't vote.
So, I know you were a social worker, and you have more of an urban flavor to a lot of your songs, but as a boy, you grew up in remote northern Maine in potato farming country, and is there any of that early Maine upbringing that influences your songwriting these days?
I don't know that potatoes come up much in my songwriting, but I think there's a little bit of a small-town kid in me, and that's one reason why I'm looking around at the world with wide eyes. I'm constantly looking for ideas and love to travel and love hearing people's stories. And I think that's the main part that I bring into the songs.
Singer-songwriter Ellis Paul, speaking of childhood, you have some kids. Are they musical?
They are. They sing and dance, and they actually sing on the new record a lot.
You are the kite flyer. You are the writer.
He was Postmaster General.
An ambassador.
He was a musician.
A revolutionary.
Both of them are taking piano lessons, and it's great. My daughter just was playing for me on a little teapot, using both her left and her right hand. It's pretty amazing.
And how old is she?
She's 7.
He helped the Declaration pass. He made music out of class, but the British...
You've said you admire Bill Morrissey and Eliza Gilkison on the current scene, and near contemporaries Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Woody Guthrie. How about, beyond the past century?
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, I just visited Stephen Foster's grave in Pittsburgh.
So Stephen Foster and his prolific songwriting is a kind of idol for you.
It is. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that I not only know his songs, but his biography, and I've visited his grave, and he's important to me and important to the legacy of songwriters in our cultures. I'm certainly no Stephen Foster, but it's that kind of legacy that I want at least to provide people with.
The new album from Ellis Paul is called The Hero in You. He plays concerts the weekend of January 27th in Denver, Fort Collins, and Beaver Creek. For KUNC, I'm Peter Johnson.
10,000 years the land was ours.